you're going with your Apple TV or smart TV, and you go there, there will be a Missouri Valley Conference portal where you can go to, instead of just being listed among a bunch of ESPN3 offerings, now there will be a designated place where you can go find Missouri Valley Conference productions.
Do you foresee we'll have a studio show down the road that introduces games each night, or, like, where do you see this? Can you project forward a little bit?
Well, I think that's about being in on the ground floor, Harry. When ESPNU started, the Valley was one of the very few leagues to embrace that network. It had humble beginnings, where it was 7 million homes, I think, the first couple of years. But as a result of being an early adapter, if you will, we've always had a strong presence on ESPNU. There's been a recognition of not just our men's basketball, but the sport of baseball has received some additional exposure as a result of being an early adapter on ESPNU.
And it doesn't hurt that your baseball is really good.
Well, that helps, certainly. We've hit production standards that are worthy of ESPN. We've had institutional commitment to grow and promote what we've been doing on that platform. I can see going forward that live content just won't be games, but there'll be the ability to promote games on ESPN Plus. I'm hopeful that we have our own 30 on 30 series of Missouri Valley Conference content. I think it would be really, we've been around for 111 years. We're playing catch up and telling our story. And I'm hopeful that the expansion and the embrace of ESPN Plus will give us a platform to tell all great stories. Not just that we've won championships, but we've had pioneers. The Missouri Valley Conference was one of the first Division I leagues